From the Hollywood Hills to your ear holes, this is True Crime Deadline.
I'm Matt Johnson, boots on the ground reporter and host of True Crime Deadline, the podcast that gives you a unique reporter's point of view from the yellow crime scene tape to the gavel in the courtroom. We paint a picture on True Crime Deadline with murder, mystery, and missing persons cases. My contacts grant you access to those case files with disturbing new details and exclusive interviews. Details might have you thinking, no, that didn't happen. They didn't do that, did they? And then there's the Oprah-inspired Where Are They Now? Binge these 30-minute Crime Bite episodes where you get your podcasts. Buckle up, investigators. You're on Deadline.
For more information about the podcast, visit truecrimedeadline.com. Until next time.
The investigation into the high school massacre
Parkland is... Parkland High School massacre.
At least 14 dead, 50 injured.
13 people were killed today in a mass shooting that includes a suspected gunman.
Coming soon, Active Shooter, a podcast that studies the psychology, motives, and methods behind some of the most notorious active shooters in North America and beyond.
East Alameda Avenue. They're saying somebody's shooting in the auditorium. 315 and 314.
We will discuss the whys, the hows, and most importantly, the proposed solutions. Can the proper mix of mental health services and gun access put a stop to what has now become an accepted everyday occurrence? Have we become desensitized and accepting of this new phenomenon? Join us as we break down each case and discuss the failures that led to each event and how we can identify and stop them in the future. Join us soon, and please subscribe to Active Shooter.
Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast, truly one of the most unusual ever recorded, contains dribble, slang, and frank discussion of subject matter which under no circumstances should be heard by small children, persons with a heart condition, or anyone who is upset easily. If you are such a person, or if you're the parent of a very small child in the room, we urge you to switch off your streaming device now.
Hey, Patreon people, friends, neighbors, countrymen.
Lend me your ears.
Yeah.
I don't know the rest of the speech.
That's all I know, too.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think.
Made a great effort there at first. Yeah, hi, okay. People. How are you?
Hey, guys.
What's going on, Jen Jen?
I've got another mini-sode for everybody.
I've got a minute for my people.
People.
I was going to say a mini for my maxi, but that didn't sound so good.
Maxi pad?
I didn't say that.
But you.
I was thinking it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I didn't say it. Okay.
I know. Anyway.
Anywho.
This.
I hated that phrase, but then I kind of adapted it.
I know. Do you have anything
adopted
to talk about?
Not.
Hey, people from the $10 Patreon on up, please do us a favor and send us a size of t-shirt that you would like.
And color.
And color that you would like. So
and on the back,
the six
you can
months,
put Team Cam or Team Cam, either or, whichever one you want to go with. And you can have that.
And Cam is spelled J-E-N. Send us the size and color of a shirt that you would like. And so it's easier
it's
for
time.
Us.
Actually, I think it was time a little bit ago.
Yeah,
but we're a little
I know.
Busy. We're kind of, you know.
We suck. We know. But we're trying.
We're the podcast that tries. That should be our logo.
We have.
We try. Gosh darn
both
it.
Made a promise to each other that we'd do better for you guys. So that's what we're going to do.
This is episode 3 we've recorded today. So that right there, I'd say, is a step in the right direction.
Maybe, yeah. We've got to do more because I'm leaving September 6th.
I have, that's why I wrote the 2 this weekend. So, because I have extras. Just need to go double check the citations them.
I'm going to try to write 2 episodes this week. So
you knew it. You just got to sit down.
So on Sunday. I know. But you know me. I get so sidetracked.
I know you do.
Look at this. This was a picture of the uncle's child nephew. Yeah. So anyway, this one was a doozy.
My favorite.
I came across this case And I'm like, oh my God, I've never heard of this case. Then I go search it. And honestly, I found about 5 or 6 references that were in English.
Oh.
The rest were in Spanish. Oh. And you know, Google Translate and I don't really get along.
I don't think it really gets along with a lot of people. Unless you're Spanish for that particular case.
There's
or Russian. Or...
Yeah. So there's a lot of things that didn't make sense. Okay. So I had to kind of...
Well, that's par for the course, Jen. About right.
Compare it to... There was not any news articles that I could find on it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's because it was in the Canary Islands that this happened.
Mm.
I couldn't find anything. So I have compared all the Spanish-speaking articles that I found with the English-speaking articles, and there's a lot of different things going on.
See.
So I'm going to give you the consensus of everything that I found.
Muy bien.
Does that make sense?
See.
And if you guys can find actual things on this, send them to me. I'd love to see them. Serious, I really would.
Gracias.
All right, so.
About all I know.
Yeah, that's about it, too. So I'm going to start at the very beginning.
That's the best place to start, usually.
It's the very best place to start. Because when you sing, when you read, you begin with ABC.
Mm-hmm.
But when you sing, you begin with Do, Re, Mi.
Really?
Do, Re, Mi. The very few notes just happen to be Do, Re, Mi. You don't know this song?
Oh, a deer, a female deer. Ray, a golden drop of sun.
Or a golden drop of
me,
sun.
Me, a name I call myself. Far a long, long way to run.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mrs. Von Drop. All right. Anyway, so.
Sundrop Sodi.
Sundrop Sodi. This starts kind of in Austria in 1840. Mm. This is the year when a Slovenian, right? A guy from Slovenia. He was a musician. Musician.
Did he play drums?
He was an orchestra type, I think, the violin.
Okay.
But I could be wrong. His name was Jacob Lorber. When he turned 40 in 1840, hence he was born in 1800s, because I could math, he heard from his inner voice, from the region of his heart.
Uh-oh.
He heard the voice say, go grab a pen and write.
Okay.
So since that day, Jacob started transcribing everything that he heard from this inner voice.
From his heart.
From his heart.
Area.
Later, Jacob would claim that this was Jesus talking to him.
He had Jesus in his heart. Literally.
It wasn't God. It was actual Jesus.
I know. He had Jesus in his heart.
Being Jacob, he called himself the God scribe.
Oh. When you give yourself names like this and people are talking to you, you're either going to be on a podcast.
Deities are speaking to you. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He did what he was told, basically. And he grabbed his pen. And from then on, he wrote nonstop for the next 24 years. Yeah. Like, he never edited
That's
what he heard.
That's a mental disease. Hypographia, I think, is what it's called. Something like that.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
But he wrote straight all day.
Chubbs wants up. Why does Chubbs get down when Chubbs just wants back up?
Because Chubbs is annoying. I'm sorry, Chubby. A-S-S-H-O-L-E. So anyway, he wrote all day, every day for 24 years. He never corrected anything that he wrote. He just, whatever he heard, he wrote down.
I wish we could do that. Do you know how we would be famous podcasters?
So. By the time he died, 24 years later, he was on his deathbed and he had people come in and write down what he told them the voice heard.
In his heart.
After he died, they published his writings, his manuscripts.
Mm-hmm.
He had over 20 volumes, each with over 500 pages each.
Did they say anything or were they just crazy ramblings?
He called it the Lost Books of the Bible.
Like, did they make sense or not?
No, they made sense, I guess. This is where I tried to look at the religion and tried to decipher it myself.
Is the disease. It's a behavioral condition characterized by the intense desire to write or draw. There was a guy that had that. No, it was a lady that had this and killed her husband. She went like that, but they were hermits. So every paper in the house was covered. And then she
everything
ran out of
on
paper.
The wall.
So she just did the entire house.
Sounds like my daughter. He started this new religion and the books that were published were called the New Revelation.
Mm.
Jacob Lorber was considered a mystic Christian or a prophet. Mm. Mystic being, you know, the divine came to speak with him.
Because he's got Jesus in his heart.
Right. And his form of religion is called the Unitarian Universalism.
Oh, so that's different than the Unitarian Church.
Right.
Okay.
Basically, it means that it's based on Christianity, but there's no creed or code to it. It's pieced together from all different religions. Hmm. Like they grabbed atheism, they grabbed Hinduism, Buddhist, anything, Jewish, everything.
Judaism.
Judaism. That's what I meant.
Is atheism, is that it? That's not a religion. Mm. That lack of, that's your belief.
That's lack of.
Okay.
But they just, anything, they just took it from every aspect.
It's actually kind of smart because look how many followers you're going to get.
Right. Well, the people that follow the religion.
Does it still exist today?
Some are. Mm-hmm. Basically, this religion states that if you're a Catholic, they don't want you to quit the Catholic Church, right? They still want you to go to church, but they want you to be a free thinker. And they want you to find your own path, right? And what you believe is true. What you believe is true is your religion.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Actually, from the Unitarian Universalism Association website, it states, our shared covenant, in parentheses, our seven principles, supports the free and responsible research for truth and meaning. Mm-hmm. So this association is still going on today. You can go. It's under UUA.com in case anybody's interested.
Uh-huh.
Now, with all these writings, 20 books, there's no way I could read it all.
Why not?
I can't even. I
would do it. I would totally do
it. I did look up one book and one was, I know. Well, one of the books was $5,000. So there was a problem there. The lowest price was $3,700. But anyway, from what I got on the website, and I'm usually fairly good with theology, I could not follow this to save my life, right? I don't understand much of it. But part of the teachings, as I understand, like in, from Genesis, you know, God created the heavens and the earth. It took 7 days. His, basically, it took about the same time as evolution did, right? But he said that the universe was created by God out of anger, not out of love. And God took Satan and his rebel friends and sent them into pieces, put them into pieces and sent them throughout the universe. Because as it's kind of like the Infinity Stones from the Avengers, together they're powerful, but if they're in pieces, they aren't powerful. So Satan's leg is on
Mars,
right? That's kind of what it's like. But they think, this is so difficult to talk about. They think
with you.
Satan's thoughts are here on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
In our hearts.
No, not in our hearts, just on earth. And he's tempting us. But they can't ever meet because they're, that's basically the Genesis.
It's
you need to read it to really understand. It's difficult. I don't really get it. But anyway, so when Jacob died, somebody else stepped in and claimed he was the scribe of God. So he was the new prophet, and he would write. And then after he passed, another man stepped up and said he was the new scribe of God. So you get what I'm saying?
Are they all related?
No.
Okay.
They're just people that start following this religion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them call it the, I've seen this referenced as the Lorber Society.
Mm-hmm.
And then others said it was the Child of God, which is not to be confused with the Child of God out of
the
California.
Cult. Yeah.
Right?
I mean, the religion? No, it's a cult.
That's
though,
a
right?
cult. Yeah. But so you see where I'm getting here. Just people who are in this deem themselves worthy and that they are. And so they are writing what they feel is the religion. So Lorber's initial thoughts are starting to get splintered into other parts. And you can see how that can not be a good thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in the 30s, a man by the name of George Ryle takes over. And this is in Hamburg, Germany now.
Mm-hmm.
In sometime around the 40s, a man by the name of Harold Alexander, he was a stonemason from Hamburg, Germany.
I thought you were going to say stoner. I was getting all excited.
He met George, who at the time was the leader of the Lorber Society. And George introduced him to the religion, and Harold became a very huge follower, like a disciple of the religion. And at this time, the goal of this religion was to reach the highest spiritual plane that they possibly could.
Sounds like another religion.
And to reach perfection and to be completely loving as God himself is.
Mm-hmm.
That was their goal.
Mm-hmm. Lofty goal.
So to do this, they needed the true spiritual rebirth, which to my understanding is that they must confess of every sin that they've ever done.
Sounds very much like that California-based religion.
Does it?
Reaching the plane, if you know what I'm saying. Mm.
Well, a lot of Hinduism and Buddhism sins. Has the highest...
And we have information to blackmail you with.
No, this isn't like that at all.
Okay.
This is you confess every sin, you withdraw from the world or society, which is what you do when you're in a cult, mm-hmm. right? And you pray constantly and you praise God and you swear with all intents and purposes that you will never sin again, which, yeah, that's hard. Part of the passage from the actual Jacob Loeber's writings was, therefore, I mean, instead of worldly entertainment and company and dirty societies, you can choose from now on my rest and Sabbath fellowship and converse with me.
So that means don't go to the strip clubs and hang out with those.
Basically, stay in your house and pray.
Women. Yep. Okay.
Not even just not every day, all day.
Yep.
Okay.
You were not going to get in trouble if you stay home and pray all day.
Exactly. Well, you can, obviously. This religion also believed that, and it could have been through Jacob's teachings, but I don't know. But this time when Harold Alexander met George, it seems like they believed that there were some people that were the children of God, and some people, the people that weren't the children of God, were the children of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And these people that were under Satan's control were dirty. And if you were a child of God, you were not supposed to go anywhere near them.
Mm-hmm.
But those are because you would be tarnished
mm-hmm.
and your salvation wouldn't be found. And at the time, the chosen one at any given moment could give word and the children of God could make the children of Satan disappear.
Okay. I thought you were going to say that.
And that way, the children of Satan, their souls would be saved in heaven.
Sure they were.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to make up a religion in which I could get away with whatever I wanted always. Wouldn't that be great?
I really wish I could find out more of this religion.
Well, maybe somebody out there might know.
And if you do know about this, and send me a pamphlet. Don't put me on any mailing list, but send me a pamphlet. I'm kind of interested in it.
Knock on the door.
Jacob followed the scripture of the Bible, but he added his own weird twists.
That's
like Satan was sent into pieces of the universe. And he was more the cosmos and the universe and all sorts of stuff.
Okay.
And he believed that the first man was more of a man-like creature, not man. So like it did follow more evolution
mm-hmm.
purposes. But anyway, we'll get back to the story. Harold and George became very, very close. They would meet with other members of the sect.
I got you.
And they would talk about the end of the world.
Sounds like a glorious happy hour.
Because the demons were inside all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that was going to end the world. They would sing hymns around an organ, not the kind of organ that you think, but actually like a piano type organ. And this is where Google comes in. They said accordion. And I'm thinking one of the Google translations. I'm like, really? Prayer around an accordion? That can't be fun.
Could be.
Kind of like a polka because they're German.
I was
going to
say Weird Al. I'd love it.
So they would sing hymns around an organ and they would chant, do these weird chants, and they would praise God. That's all they would do. And they would work themselves into this frenzy, almost like you've seen all these other religion and the cults that would totally, mm-hmm. you're healed, that kind of strange.
Just like everything in my life, I could never devote that much time or energy to that.
I couldn't.
Just can't. I'd be done the day one. I'd
I know.
Be like, okay, let's go.
So when George was on his deathbed, Harold basically took care of him. He was his nursemaid. He made sure everything was taken care of.
Wanted to make sure he's next in charge.
Well,
I guess.
You don't have to make sure you're next in charge. You just claim that you are next in charge. You don't have to. So when George passed, Harold claimed, hey, I'm the chosen one now.
Jesus,
I am God's.
Jumped into my heart.
God's scribe. I'm going to start writing. And he also took the organ.
Of course he did.
He got the job and he got the organ.
Whoever holds the organ. Holds the power.
Yep. Harold was, at this time, he was doing all this. He was married to a woman by the name of Dagmar.
Oh, Dagmar.
Mm-hmm. And they had a daughter named Marina. Now, he made sure his family lived as they should. They lived by the Lorber rules.
I bet
the Lorber Society rules. No, he did.
Mm-hmm.
He did. He prayed constantly. He would spend all day praying. I don't think he really held a job.
How could you?
He barely slept. He prayed so much and worshiped and played the piano and sang hymns. And his daughter and his wife did what they were told because they were basically third-class citizens. In this religion, of course, women were considered property. They had no power at all. And they needed, their job was to serve man. And their belief was if Adam was made in God's image and Eve was made out of Adam's ribs,
mm-hmm.
women were the imitation of man.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So women were just there
mm-hmm.
to satisfy whatever needs they might have.
So it would not work for me.
Oh, no.
Okay.
But it worked for Marina and Dagmar. They were totally fine with it. So in 1954, Dagmar and Harold.
It's a new movie.
I know. They go to White Castle. And there Dagmar delivered their second child, which is a boy. Not really. They didn't go. I don't know. I'm sure it wasn't White Castle because they were in Hamburg, Germany, for God's sakes.
Could have been Hamburg.
Hamburger. There you go. I will gladly pay you first. So they had their second child and it was a boy named Frank. Well, this religion made Harold think that everything that happened was a sign from God. And Harold knew that this boy,
Frank,
was a prophet of God.
I was just going to say
he was the new
number one.
He was the prophet of God. And then 2 years later, they had a set of twins, which were girls. They were named Sabine, which I've always loved the name Sabine ever since those books, mm-hmm. and Petra.
Petroleum?
Petra.
Mm-hmm.
So since he was a prophet of God, everybody did what Frank said. Which normally for a baby and a toddler, that's pretty much how it is anyway,
yeah.
Right? I know. Me do it. Harold groomed Frank for his role to be the prophet of God and taught him the religion and the rules. And he made sure that everybody did what Frank said mm-hmm. to do. And the family did it. No questions asked. Whatever Frank wanted, Frank got.
Talk about a spoiled kid. Can you imagine?
He was the authority of the family. Now, none of the kids had any social skills, and only Marina was sent to school for a while. Because while Marina was in school in Germany, she began to talk with her friends and started talking about her religion.
Mm.
Since they lived by such strict rules, and at this time, things got a little creepy. They couldn't really associate, Frank especially, Frank really couldn't associate with anybody out of the family because everybody was dirty. So at 16, when it came time for Frank to discover his
manhood,
body, and to lose his virginity. Frank decided.
That went south quick.
Harold decided Frank should have his mother. So Frank started sleeping with his mother. And sometimes Harold would join in.
See, people use religion to let what they want to happen happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Under the guise. Well, if he slept with women that weren't in the sect, he would be tarnished.
Can't they find one person for him to sleep with?
I don't know.
You can't That's just procreate how it was. With his mother.
They were such, I mean, they never, Marina was really the only one that left the house, it seemed. And she went to school. So when Frank tired of his mother, Frank said, here, you got sisters.
No.
Go for it. Mm-hmm. Harold, the dad, said, here, Frank, you've got sisters, go for it. And so Frank would get involved.
Disgusting.
Frank with his parents, and Harold would join in too. So it was like this big...
It's disgusting.
Yeah. So Marina started talking about this at school because she wanted to...
I wonder why they were only sending one to school.
Mm.
It's weird.
Okay, and a girl at that.
Right? Like, how come Frank wasn't going to like private school?
Maybe the laws? Because this was in, I guess...
No, but you
63?
Either keep them all home or...
This was like in the late 60s. So maybe there was something about it having to send... I don't know. Besides the actual story, there was no rhyme or reason for anything.
Well, apparently.
Yeah. But I couldn't find any other information about other people. If there was even women that would go to this church to praise
Ew.
God. His father would participate and everybody would...
have a humdinger of a time.
Exactly.
Around the organ.
And since Marina, literally. Like I said, I know, since Marina was in school, she wanted to share her religion and how they left with her friends. So it's said that she told a friend and the friend told a parent and that the parent called authorities.
Thank God.
And then the authorities started coming to visits for the house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about this time.
I bet they have Satan in the heart, so it's okay to get rid of them? Question mark?
Well, I guess you can pretend that everything's fine, that it's nothing's wrong. And the girls, when questioned, they would totally go with what their dad and brother said. They're obedient women. They're mm-hmm. like, oh no, my father would never.
Plus, where would they go?
Right.
No education, no nothing.
And the Sabine and Petra were 15 at the time. About the same time that the police were starting to come around, this was about February of 1970, Harold and Dagmar receive an inheritance, a small amount of money. And talking to some friends, a doctor, psychiatrist nonetheless, told them that they should go to the southern part of Tenerife, which is in the Canary Islands, which is off the coast of Africa. And
I bet it's pretty. So if I was going to go somewhere,
it's the largest of the it's the largest of the islands of the Canary Islands, and the weather's nice. And
do they have birds there?
I'm sure they have birds.
Canaries,
canary birds.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this was about 2,500 miles away from, or it was about. It is about. It hasn't moved. It's about 2,500 miles from Hamburg, Germany. They
it's
bought
funny
a farm.
That, you know, the authorities were zooming in on them and them having relations amongst each other. And like magic, somebody told them to move far away.
Well, they got the inheritance. And what are they going to do with the money? Yeah.
Move far away.
So they did. Yeah. They bought this piece of land, a farm, and they weren't going to stay there permanently. They moved into the city of Santa Cruz, which is the capital of Tenerife. And believe it or not, they moved into an apartment. That translates, the street translates to Jesus of Nazareth. Isn't that nice?
It was meant to be.
Mm-hmm. So, and once they got there, they decided that they were just going to destroy everything in the past life. So they ripped up their passports, their IDs, mm-hmm. everything. Frank, Marina, and the mother stay home once they move into the city, while the twins, Sabine and Petra, find jobs. And they cook for a doctor. They clean his house. All sorts of things, you know,
mm-hmm.
custodial type work. And Frank actually gets a job and he works for a delivery company.
They're all still living together?
They're all still living together. Frank's 16 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
The girls are 15 or 14, 15, somewhere around there. They keep to themselves this time. Nobody, besides the jobs, nobody goes anywhere. Obviously, that's why they kept Marina home, because she was a loud mouth. She wasn't.
She was the loose cannon.
Yeah, you've got to stay home because you talk too much. They never saw their neighbors. Neighbors never saw them. They never talked. Nothing. They totally kept to themselves. But the neighbors always did hear chanting, loud music, organ music playing at all hours, day and night, constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of creeped him out, to be quite honest.
It would.
Mm-hmm. We're going to fast forward here to December of 1970.
Ooh, okay.
Kind of in the evening, where Sabine was working at the doctor's house. She was at her job. Mm-hmm. There was a knock on the door. And the doctor goes and answers the door. And it's Sabine's dad and brother, Harold and Frank.
Harold, Frank, what are you doing here?
Harold says, hey, can I talk to Sabine?
Oh.
And the doctor says, yeah, sure.
I'm not going to like how this ends, I can tell.
Sabine went into the room where they were at, and Harold just said, Frank and I have just finished killing your mom and sisters.
Not what I thought you were going to say.
And then Sabine replied, I'm sure you've done what was necessary.
What?
And then she hugged and kissed them.
Was the other one there, Petrel?
Yeah, Petra, Marina, Frank.
They were dead. Sabine
was the only one alive. And then the doctor's like, huh? Seriously.
Say what?
And the doctor was still in the room. And as one of the accounts said that while Harold was hugging Sabine, he looked up at the doctor and he said, my wife and my daughters, we have killed them. It was the hour of killing.
Oh, is that hour over or did they come to get Sabine and the doctor?
So,
could you imagine being that doctor? I'd be like, your mind at first would be like, holy F.
And they were calm.
And then your second thought would be like, I got to get out of here.
Well, the doctor excused himself and called the police.
Yeah.
Right? The police, funny thing, it wasn't the first time that they had been called about the Alexander apartment that day. They had received calls of loud music, screaming. Loud noises, some screaming. Yeah. A squad car was sent to the doctor's place to arrest Harold and Frank.
Because it had to be done.
And then another one was sent to the apartment. Now, when the police arrived at the apartment, they had to break the door down because it was locked. And they said that it was such a horrible scene. There was blood all over the floors, the walls, the ceilings.
Well, it's three bodies and two killers. I would think so.
Right.
Oof.
And some even had to leave because these hardcore people were getting sick. They had never seen anything as gruesome as what happened.
Pretty bad. Yeah, pretty bad.
So when the police came to get Harold and Frank, Harold explained what happened by saying the prophet had declared the great killing hour and ordered the killing of his wife and daughters as a sacrifice.
But not himself.
No, because they were...
so generous of him.
They were tarnished women. They were tarnished. And so they needed to be sacrificed to be up into heaven.
Yeah.
Inside the house, they found the mutilated bodies of Marina, Petra, and then in the bedroom, they found Dagmar. And here's what Harold and Frank said. What happened?
Can't wait.
About noon, after Frank and his mom and dad got done with their nap, they napped together.
Do they nap or do they just nap, said nap, wink, wink?
Just said nap.
Okay.
Daily naps. God love them.
Daily love naps. Like, how could they be tired? They sit at home and pray all day. They don't do anything.
Because it wears you out. So Frank takes a glance at his mother, Dagmar, and they make eye contact, and Dagmar smiles at Frank. Mm. And Frank says in his statement to the police that he saw that she had the devil's eyes. And it wasn't his mother.
Uh-huh.
The devil had gotten inside of her.
Mm-hmm.
So Frank proceeds to the bed where there is a heavy wooden hanger. Not a wire hanger. Wooden.
I know.
A wooden hanger. And he takes it and he starts hitting his mother over the head with this heavy wooden hanger. Now,
I'm never going to smile at my kid again.
No. Harold says, I wonder what this commotion is. So he walks into the bedroom and he sees Frank beating his mother.
Mm-hmm.
So what does Harold do?
Joins in, I'm guessing.
No, he goes to the organ and starts playing
and
singing hymns and saying passages from the Bible, his New Revelation Bible, or whatever they were using at the time.
Was he singing Heaven's Just a Sin Away?
I don't know.
Heaven's just a sin away. Whoa, whoa. Do you remember?
Probably singing The Devil Inside. Devil Inside. Devil Inside. While everything's going on, I mean, their dad's playing the organ. Frank is beating his mother to death with a hanger.
Sounds like a normal day.
Marina and Petra come out of their rooms to find out what's going on. Frank says, don't move. Stay right there.
Oh.
Right? Mm. When he's done, when he thinks his mom is dead, he goes into the living room where his sisters are. He starts beating Marina until she is rendered unconscious. And then he beats Petra.
Mm-hmm.
And they take it. They're subservient. They know, right?
And Harold's still playing the organ.
Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, Frank stops when all this is over. Frank stops and he hears this sound in the other room. And he realizes his mother's not dead yet. So he goes back in the room and makes sure she's dead. And now at this point, Harold's like, okay.
I guess I better help.
I need to help here. So he stops playing the organ and he helps mutilate the bodies of his wife and two children. They take pruning shears and one set a razor blade or a knife and they cut open Dagmar's chest and they take out her heart.
See, that is beyond.
There's no
Let's
religion
pretend
that I know.
Like he thinks he really, like he's schizophrenic and he saw the devil in her eyes. Not that, whatever, that's, but now that's, it's beyond that.
Well, like there's a reason. There's a reason why
To get Jesus out of her heart.
Yeah. Then they took the heart and wrapped it in a cord or kind of a rope, and then they nailed it to a wall. Then they cut off her breasts, mutilated her genitals. Then they went to the girls. And they also, with Marina, some say she was also... They cut off her breast and they mutilated and cut off her genitals. They, some reports said that they also disemboweled her.
Ugh.
Others said that she had point. Other people said, or other reports said that she had limbs amputated. So I don't know if the reason why she was more
mutilated
was because maybe she spoke and she was the reason they had to leave Hamburg, or I don't know. I'm just speculating. That is pure speculation.
That is not a citation.
Nope.
That is not
speculation.
An opinion. That is a speculation.
But Petra also had her breasts cut off and mutilated genitals cut out. And
the reason for all of this?
Well, hold on. They then took the breasts and genitals of all the women and nailed them to the walls.
Of their apartment.
Yeah. And Frank and Harold claimed that the heart and genitals were the thread of life and that they had to be removed. No rhyme or reason besides that.
The heart and genitals were the
thread of life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then when Frank spoke about the breasts and genitals, he also called them the insulting parts. When I removed the insulting parts.
I'm getting all psychological on here about Frank. Mm-hmm. Having sex with his mother and his sisters, and then he lashes out at the part that, you know what I'm saying, the sexualized
mothers are
version
caring,
of,
yeah. Right? Mothers have the heart, and then...
But,
yeah.
Typical psychology right there.
So, of course, they went to trial. They were arrested, you know.
But Sabine, they didn't hurt her?
Mm-mm.
That's weird.
Well, she was at the doctor's.
No, I know, but then that's just...
Well, after the murders, okay. After this happened... They washed up, the men did. Mm-hmm. And this is where I think they knew that what they did was wrong. They wanted to leave the country. They wanted to leave the island, right? Yeah. But they had already ripped up their passports and any form of identification. Uh-huh. So they couldn't get out of the country.
You big dummies.
So they wandered around and they had no, they were trying to find the doctor, the psychiatrist that talked them into coming down to the Canary Islands. They couldn't find him. They
Thank goodness.
Tried to talk
Probably
to somebody else.
Them too.
They couldn't find these people. So they just decided that they'd go to where Sabine was working to inform her that they had
I guess in a
killed.
Way maybe they wanted to be caught because they knew they would be. I mean, their other daughter's alive.
So there had to be some sort of...
They knew.
...sane
That's the
thing.
The whole the psychology of the son having sex with his mother and his sisters and then he mutilates
right.
that part of their body. Like, come on.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is where
doctor,
it's neat.
I'm no doctor, but I play one on the pod and I'm telling you that's the little connection there, though.
Okay.
This is where it's interesting. All the English articles that I found were written stated that Harold and Frank went to the doctor's house covered in blood, and the doctor thought it was mud. Mm-hmm. They didn't know because it would had dried by then. But all the ones that were written in Spanish said that they had tried to escape and they had tried to get away.
That's
so it's just kind of kind of neat. So I went with the Spanish version of those.
Mm-hmm.
So the two went to trial, of course, and they pleaded not guilty because, quote, that was part of their religious beliefs. Women were unclean beings and had to be purified by murder. They also said that these women, which remember were their mothers, their wives, their daughters, their sisters, had been released into heaven through their sacrifice. And that they even celebrated the murders by playing the organ, singing hymns, both before and after the sacrifice of the women in their home.
Mm-hmm.
But God made me do it.
And you know, the women were considered quote unquote dirty because the men had sex with them.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have to. I mean, who said, I did, last time I talked, if you were a, what was he, Messiah? What was it?
He was the Messiah, the chosen one, the prophet.
Do Messiahs need to have sex? I'm going to say probably not because I wouldn't think
well,
they're sexual
the
beings.
The Bible says Jesus never quotes or the Bible, pure of heart, never, he was celibate as
That's what I'm saying.
Priests
so if you're a Messiah,
come, right.
You don't really need to have sex. So why are they
but
having sex
scholars
in the floor and the
that
girls
said that
wouldn't
Jesus,
be dirty? So whatever.
There are scholars that said that Jesus was in a relationship and married as they, I mean, marriage as we know it today is basically a legal issue. It has it's
legal
the
issue.
Government.
It is a legal issue.
That's the government getting involved. Otherwise, you just said, hey, you and I are married.
Let's get married.
Yeah.
At midnight under the moon. On the
exactly. Hill. So Harold, he said that they knew that their role in life was to be sacrificed during the holy time.
Mm-hmm. I keep interrupting you. Mm-hmm. I'm just getting fired up. But I like how the hour of killing did not include the two men, the two guys. I like that. It's an hour of killing, people are going to die, just not us.
But the women were unclean. The two men were...
Dirty, dirty girls that never left the apartment.
Were children of God. Mm-hmm. That yep. The women knew that this was their way of serving God. Mm-hmm. And they were okay with being sacrificed.
Mm-hmm. Probably the only way to escape, frankly. Mm-hmm. That was it. I mean, and they're stuck there.
Yeah.
They and couldn't go away.
Yeah. And
it's terrible.
Neither Harold or Frank felt any guilt at all because they really did think that they saved these women's souls and they were up. Well, women, children too. I mean,
babies.
They were teens. Yeah. They thought that they had saved their soul and they saved them from eternal damnation.
That's my impersonation.
That's nice. Harold and Frank will.
That's right.
At the trial, the prosecution, of course, wanted Harold to get the death penalty, and they thought Frank should receive 20 years for each murder, which I heard 20 years, and then somebody said 80 years total. Mm-hmm. But they brought in a psychiatrist, I think, and psychiatrists diagnosed them with paranoid schizophrenia.
I never saw that coming.
I know. And they deemed him unfit for trial. And one of the sites said that only Harold was deemed schizophrenic, where Frank had induced schizophrenia.
I mean, I guess I could see that in the sense that the father, if that they child were, was raised, you would end up going insane.
And if How they would worship into a frenzy.
Mm-hmm. Plus, that's all you know, and you're not educated. He's not. I mean, he can't even.
Right. If they're
doing. Got no book learning.
If they're doing everything that they're doing and he's getting all riled up about God and he thinks his mom done him wrong with those devil eyes.
That.
Yeah. Take that however you want. Either he was schizophrenic or.
Right. Mm-hmm. I would say insane, if not schizophrenic.
Something was off.
Yeah.
So both Harold and Frank were placed in a psychiatric hospital in Madrid, and they stayed there for 23 years. Some articles that I read stated that in 1995, both escaped, and they were never found again.
Oh.
But another article who claims that a criminologist by the name of Felix Martin Rios.
It's a lot different than Felice.
I know, Felice. Felix Martin Rios claimed that basically what happened is since there was such a language barrier, they spoke German, the hospital was in Spanish, that they, Frank and Harold, asked to be sent to Germany so they can get better psychiatric care and be able to speak with somebody in their native tongue.
Mm-hmm.
So they were sent to Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Where they are now, I don't know.
No, you don't know?
Supposedly they're somewhere in Germany receiving proper care.
How old would they be today? It's a math question.
1970s, 1666 for Frank and
Eight-ish?
Something.
Yeah. They could totally still be alive. What the world?
Yeah. So, and as for Sabine.
Yeah, what happened to her?
She was really, really upset that she couldn't go live with her brother and father in the mental institution.
Yeah, because they're all demented. They don't know anything.
She knows she'd never, besides being at the doctor's house, she never was outside with other.
Who took
folks.
Did her doctor? Did that doctor take her?
No, she was sent to live in a convent.
Where is she today? That would be a story.
Nobody knows. And she would be like 65, 64.
Could you imagine having that whole life that you lived and then that, like
everything
then,
taken away?
And then. You continue on, but you're like, you can't, you assume a new.
Well, especially if you are not mentally insane, but you are raised by somebody who is mentally insane.
How do you know how much therapy she'd have to get to let go of that and then everything else? Let me talk about backwards.
Mm. No, it is. And this is considered one of the most heinous crimes ever to this day to be committed in the Canary Islands. But can you imagine the police officers walking in and not only seeing blood everywhere, but breasts and genitalia?
God, that sounds like a movie. And that's like Seven.
Body parts nailed to the wall.
So awful.
And supposedly, and this is where I found it was weird too, because, you know, the article said that the police had gotten calls about the screaming and the organ music. And I guess I'm thinking of the women were screaming, but it could have been Frank and Harold screaming. By all accounts, the women took the blows, like, okay, it's time to do it. let's go.
Well, especially if they had told them that then they knew they were going to kill him. Like, they knew that they would be dying one day.
Yeah.
Meaning,
could you imagine living every day of your life knowing that at any given moment your brother could call
and it's going to
and say it's the killing hour? And
well, the brother just had that. I'm sure when that mom looked at him, he probably had a sexual feeling towards her and it pissed him off. And then he went and killed her. And that's how it escalated.
Because right after they woke up from a nap, he was cranky.
Ugh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
But Jen, thanks.
Isn't that?
Thanks for that cheery Sunday afternoon story.
Woohoo. But no, isn't that? I had never heard of it. Oh. And it bothers me that I cannot find any news articles about it. I mean, I see
over there. Hey, our German listener, our new friend from Germany might know.
Yeah.
You know, maybe.
Yeah. Because it's not on newspapers.com.
I mean, I guess if you spoke Spanish or German, you might be able to find. Do you know what I mean? Some of those articles might have been in that language and you can't see, you know, you can't read the headline necessarily.
Well, how I found this is I would Google image and that would come up and I would click on all the images. I would find the Spanish versions from there.
Yeah.
But no, it's just the most bizarre. So, and they call it a consensual killing. And people have wondered if there really is such a thing. Can you really?
No, not when you're not right in the head. No.
But then there's the other.
Well, and it's also sex. When the son is having sex with the sisters, that's not consensual. They're brainwashed into thinking that's okay. Just like they're brainwashed into thinking we're going to kill you and save your soul.
Right.
Oh, and then we're going to mutilate your body. What? That's what I mean. It'd be different if he just like blew.
But there are some consensual murders where the guy wanted to be eaten, right? Or the woman.
Suicide.
The murder. Well.
Murder, suicide, meaning like I'm really sick with cancer. Please kill me. And then the guy's like,
okay. But this is also too that somebody's too afraid to kill themselves. Yeah. So they want somebody else to kill them.
Yeah. It's awful.
You know, there's a case in the 50s that was like that. The girl wanted to die and they found her body with a bullet.
It happens a lot, but murder by cop.
Yeah.
You know?
Suicide by cop.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I just thought that was really interesting. And I was really, really bummed out that I couldn't find more information on it.
Because
I like to like get the little information.
Oh, I know you do. Does this religion, like, does anybody?
It's mostly in the Germanic speaking countries that this religion goes on. You can still find parts of his book are still parts of the Jacob
transcripts.
Lorber, Lorber. Part of his writings are still being published today, and you can buy them. There's some that you can download on the internet. There's about believed 200 people that practice it here in the United States. And
really?
It's mostly like, I believe I read Colorado and California.
Because that dope's legal there in them states. That's
well,
why.
But what I'm thinking is that Harold's religion or his view of Jacob Lorber's works might have differentiated so much from the actual writings of Jacob Lorber.
Just because like a lot of religion, they apply what they want to it.
Exactly. That's why that was dangerous when everybody became God's scribe and started writing what they heard.
Mm-hmm.
And so that could change the original writings. Mm-hmm. So I'm not, like I said, I tried to find the actual writings.
Well, you get
to buy
that.
The book.
You get those 40,000 some pages and you translate
40,000?
No,
that's 100,000.
Whatever it was.
Yeah. And 20 volumes at 500.
There you go.
Yeah.
And if you can transcribe that into the English language and then share with all of our listeners, they would love that.
But I was like just trying to get like the feel of what he believed. But some of it was, I just didn't, because it's German transferred into English. And not only is it translated, well, no, Joseph Lorber's would have been German into English, but it's 19th century German translated into.
So there's no slang. There's no so and like and
It's just, it was hard. Like the devil was forced into the matter. What matter? Well,
what matter?
Not somebody what else matter more edumacated than me said it was the earth. So that's what I took. You know,
that's what I would say.
I would need somebody to actually go in and transcribe. Or actually just translate. Yeah. Translate what he was actually writing.
Okay.
Who knows? It could be, like I said, his religion followed the Bible pretty closely.
But they
just
take
it was
parts and they make it work for them.
Right.
Parts
but
is parts.
With like five or six different scribes after Jacob died, everybody put their own bend to it, which totally bastardized the religion. So the religion could be a good religion. I don't know. It is up to everybody else to decide. I'm not bashing
the
Larber Society.
You guys go get those 20 manuals and you transcribe it. Let me know.
Yeah. I'm not saying that's bad. I'm just saying that Harold probably isn't exactly. Well, if he's schizophrenic, there's other problems there.
Jen, that was a really good story.
Well, it's not really a story. It's like
Jen,
a true
that was
thing.
A really good tale. A Jen, really that was a really good episode.
Yeah. Or a happening.
Hey, for those that are keeping count, because we talked about this, 18 injured or killed this weekend alone, including 3 children who have died.
We're number one.
18!
We're number one. That's horrible.
Terrible.
And like we said before, St. Louis is a very vast, what is claimed as St. Louis is very vast. It's probably 20 miles.
I don't know. It's huge.
I don't know. And what they're talking about is the actual city of St. Louis, which is the actual city and north. It's a very small region compared to the entire
kind of, but that
what
one
you find
was
on the map.
Carondelet.
Carondelet, which is where it used to live at.
City.
Yeah, yep. That's sad.
Not good. Anyway, thank you, Patreon people.
Thank you, Patreon. We love you.
Thank you, Audra. You were our last one on. I got to send you something too, but I was kind of hoping somebody else, because the minute I get it all boxed up to go to you, guess what?
Somebody else does it.
So I kind of like to put them out together.
And once again, if you are a $10 and up Patreon love,
love her.
Let us know the size and color of a t-shirt. So it's getting close to being sending stuff.
Is.
Well, for some there are, for some there's not. But I just need to let you know, and you need to make sure that we have your address and all that kind of good stuff. But otherwise, we love you. We appreciate you. We can't live without you.
Keeping on.
And if you guys have any recommendations or anything that you would like to hear on
Patreon,
let us know. We like to listen. You can call Camille at
1-800. That's with Z's at the end.
No, 1-800-HOT-MESS.
Oh, well, yeah. That's my new number. Duh.
Anyway, we love you.
All right, love you. Love you, Nina. Call me.
That's Jen's. Anyway, love you guys.
Okay, bye.
Bye.